You're all standing. Yes, God, our Father, we bow before you with great joy and adoration, O Lord. Lord, we love you this morning. We want to honor you with our lips and with our lives, Lord. We just pray you would come, Lord, and give utterance to these feeble lips, Father. Would you breathe life to these words that I share, O God? O Father, you know that I'm speaking to myself here, this message, these thoughts that I prepared is a work that you've been doing in my life, O God. And I pray, Lord, that they could be a blessing to and an encouragement and a challenge here to these dear people, Father. We just give this time into your hands, Lord. Would you bless it, Father, for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Men, good morning. Thank you for that beautiful singing. Thank you for them thoughts, Brother Aiden. It's been a joy to be here. I thank you for the opportunity to share with you. When Brother Mose gave me a slip of paper a few weeks ago asking me to share, I've been meditating and thinking, considering what God would have me share on. And over time, he kept bringing me back to the subject of brotherly love. Do I love my brothers like I should? This is in no way a thorough study on this subject, but just a short meditation and a few thoughts to stir up our minds of what God has been challenging me on. And though I'll be referencing the brothers, I believe the same applies for the sisters as well. For an opening text, let's turn to 1 John 3, verses. We'll start reading in verses 10. I was thinking about reading to the end of the chapter, but we might cut it short here. And I so appreciate some time back, Brother Allen did a expository preaching through the book of 1 John, and I've very much appreciated that teaching. So let's start reading here in verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we that the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I think we'll quit reading there. The Bible says, he that hateth his brother is a murderer. A murderer? I don't hate my brother, but do I love him like I should, like the Bible teaches? Is there a gray area between love and hate? Is the toleration. We know Brother Dale Heisey has taught us that toleration is controlled hatred. Maybe it's just indifference to my brother. The definition? Let me read you one of the definitions for indifference. Unconcernedness. An unconcernedness. A state of mind when it feels no anxiety or interest what it is presented to. I don't feel like I hated any of my brothers, but do I have an interest in their well-being? Do I love and care for the body of Christ the way that Christ loved me? Would I be willing to die for them? 1 John 3:16 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brethren." This is just something the Lord has been, as I considered, He's been brought me to this, and I kept coming back to, is indifference okay? Is unconcernedness for our brother okay? No, it is not right. I believe we have a call to love and care for our brother, to pray for them, to lift them up daily. Look around at your brothers and their families. We have come from different areas and different backgrounds. But the Lord has brought us all together here, and it is marvelous. Do we love this body? If we love this body, if we have a concern for it and each member, it will be a thriving body. Be a body where Christ is found, and love is, where love is expressed. Where we can have expressed concern for each other and have discussions. I believe we have that. This is just something the Lord has been working on in my life, and I pray that He would take me deeper in this. The brotherhood agreements that we have will be a joy if we have this love, not this closeness for one another, not a hindrance. We can agree to clearly chart a course. We have clear direction for our young people. We know we will all be striving for the same goals. That's a joy. It is not right to sit in our brothers' meetings where these things are discussed and indicate we are in agreement. Then when we leave, do things that are contrary to what we agreed upon. I don't believe that's supporting the brotherhood. That's not being a part of the brotherhood. Rather contrary. 1 Thessalonians 4:9 says, "But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you have yourselves are taught of God to love one another." Mark 3:35 says, "For whoever shall do the will of God, the same as my brother, my sister, and my mother." 1 John 4:20 If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. 1 John 3:11, for this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do I feel threatened by my brother? This is a question that I've had to ask myself. And his gifts, that should be a blessing if he out excels me. I believe that can be a result of insecurity, self-pity, or lack of trust in my life more than what a brother might have done or said. You know, our mind or our thoughts, we need to keep a tight rein on our mind and our thoughts. If we let them run loose, we can start imagining all sorts of things and assuming things we don't know for sure. We can make ourselves really miserable and unhappy. I've been there. It's wrong. Where if we talk to our brother instead of imagining all the stuff, it's generally not true. You'll find out it isn't true after all. It is wrong to think evil of our brother. We must guard our mind and our thoughts from running loose and assuming evil intent of our brother. I think that ties it right in with our relationship with the Father. If that relationship is right, if we are grounded and secure in His love, we are not easily shook up by these things. We're not shook up by things we might have heard or something a brother might say. We can dismiss those accusations from the evil one and control our thoughts. If our relationship with the Father is lacking, our relationship with our brother could be strained as well. Just like to say that I appreciate this, the brotherhood that we have here very much, and I want to strive to support it and love each one of you and care for each one of you the way that Christ cared for me. And I thank you for listening. That's all I have. I'd like to close with this scripture. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Thank you for listening. God bless you.